It's here and now. Turkey's deputy prime minister sent out a tweet today saying that a regulation that intervened in freedom of clothing and lifestyle is history. He was referring to a regulation in this largely secular country that banned headscarves on women in state institutions. That ban was partly lifted today. Women in the military and the judiciary are still not allowed to wear headscarves. But how will allowing any women in government to wear headscarves play out as Turks accuse their Islamic government of moving the country to a more religious state? Half a dozen people died this summer when police broke up peaceful demonstrations. The BBC's Hugh Sykes reports.
This is Gezi Park. The sun's shining through autumn leaves on the plane trees. There are fountains playing. There are people sitting on benches or ambling along, enjoying the cool breeze. There are children on swings in the playground. Under a tree, in the shade, two men, one with an oud and the other with a guitar, are singing Kurdish songs. Until recently here, Kurds had to be referred to only as Mountain Turks, not anymore. The protesters here in Gezi Park in the summer accept that they're a minority too, for now. On the other side of the city from here at Beaulieu University, Professor Asla Tunj says that people are coming together more and more to discuss the future because of what happened here in this park in the summer.
The good outcome of the whole thing of Gezi Park protests, people began to talk to each other. There are forums going on in the parks, which is very unusual for Turkish culture. And they're trying to find a common ground for this majority mentality.
You say majority, but the ruling party has a majority and won three elections, and they believe that they still have the support of the majority of the people in this country, and Prime Minister Erdogan says that very clearly.
Well, in the ballot box, I think they will win again. There's a huge split in this society, the AKP supporters and the rest.
And the profile of the Gezi Park protesters is overwhelmingly educated intelligentsia, not radical revolutionaries. But they've been turned into activists now, Professor Tunj argues, by the police and their brutal suppression of the Gezi Park protest.
They saw police brutality with their own eyes. Those kids are not militants. You know, most of them are my students. They were all in Gezi Park.
And her students study the media. Gezi Park has become a case study for them.
They hugely distrust the media. They saw that they're not covering what is actually happening on the streets. So it was very devastating for young people.
Your students experienced the tear gas.
Most of them did.
And then they looked at the TV that evening and saw...
They saw penguins. They saw documentaries. They saw cooking shows. You think that we are living in Sweden or something?
Professor Asla Tunj. Meanwhile, on smart Istiklal Street in the centre of Istanbul, lined with expensive shops, boutiques, cafes, restaurants and bars, there's a man busking with a soprano saxophone. And an antique wooden tram is pushing its way slowly through the crowd. But I'm going to see somebody who's very sceptical about the modern Turkey, Nazım Dikbaş. The last time I saw him, he said that this country was being increasingly ruled by violence. And that was before the Gezi Park disturbances in the summer and the police crackdown on the green protesters.
I would say that the analysis stands, but I think it would be very difficult for anyone to say that they could predict the scale of the protests. The reaction to it by the state, by the police, was so disproportionate to what was going on that it triggered people to come out and say, no, we will not approve of this. Looking at it from a logical point of view, you can't see why a straight-thinking politician would apply this strategy to a problem like this.
But if your Prime Minister really is autocratic, as you're implying that he is, people will realise that, won't they, and vote him out?
Autocratic? Let's call him a bully.
Nazım Dikbaş. If he and Professor Asla Tunj are right, The more confrontational the government is, the more opposition is destined to grow. After another recent environmental protest, students objecting to a new road being driven through their calm, forested campus, Prime Minister Erdogan said that if they didn't like roads, they should go and live in a forest and not plant seeds of discord among our beautiful people. One recent poll suggests that a third of the people who voted for the ruling AK Party at the last election may vote for somebody else next time in 2015.
The BBC's Hugh Sykes in Istanbul.